calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright.
Hello and welcome, my name is Matt. You are listening to a radio show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. Each week, for this hour, you can hear fantastic sounds from the past, from Australia, Canada, sometimes New Zealand, and contemporary music from the indie and underground music worlds of Australia, Canada, and, again, sometimes New Zealand. This week, we're going to kick it off with three more tracks from the awesome list I found on a blog, junkie.com, Australian Punk History 30 Tracks, a most excellent list that goes way back to the mid-60s through to the present. It's absolutely ideal for the show. I love playing older music up front. Over the last couple of months, we've gone through the first part of this list, and we're not even to the 70s yet. There's so much great proto-punk and garage rock from Australia from, you know, way back. We're talking about the Missing Links and the Easy Beats. This week, we're going to hear from three bands. First up, the Elois, E-L-O-I-S. I think probably a one-hit wonder band, or I'd never heard of them before. But I've definitely heard of the Masters Apprentices. That's the second band we're going to play. And then the Creatures. So the first track is a B-side from this band, the Elois, E-L-O-I-S, from 1967. The song is called By My Side, and I have heard this because the Hard-Ons did an awesome cover of this in 1986, and it's a crushing song, really, really cool. It's actually a B-side. I'm not sure what the A-side single is, but the song we're going to play is called By My Side. And then we're going to hear from the legendary Masters Apprentices with a track called Buried and Dead. They're a band absolutely essential for anyone interested in the history of Australian music. They started out as a raw garage band, but then of course became very much a hippie band in the 70s. So we're going to hear from 1967. From the early days of Masters Apprentices, Buried and Dead. And then the Creatures with their garage punk classic Ugly Thing from 1967 as well. Alright, here it is. We're on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name is Matt, and let's get into the older Australian music from this fantastic blog post, Punk History, Australian Punk History in 30 Tracks, that you can find at junkie.com. Adrian Cunningham is the author. He a self-described Australian punk obsessive. All right, here's the Elois.
I said you keep me up, satisfied. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And you're back on Stranded. My name's Matt. So you can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com. That is our blog. And we're at Twitter. At ozstranded is our handle. And we're at facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. So kicking it off with some garage rock classics from Australia at the top of the set there. We heard first up a very rare B-side. Awesome song. The band is called the Elois. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it's spelled E-L-O-I-S. And it's a song called By My Side, which came out in 1967, as did the next track from the Master's Apprentices, Buried and Dead. And then The Creatures with Ugly Thing. So all three of those tracks actually came out in 1967. Some great proto-garage punk. And again, these are taken from that list, Australian Punk History in 30 Tracks, blog post on junkie.com. We're going to get through this whole list eventually. Of course, we've got The Boys Next Door and The Saints, scientists coming up. So keep tuned in each week here on Stranded. Lots of great new music ahead here, including three Canadian bands that are playing in Australia currently, performing a free show for the big Canadian showcase, Canada Down Under. We're going to be hearing from Twin Peaks, Louise Burns, and one other band with a very interesting name, but I'll tell you who that is later on. So let's get into the brand new Australian music first of all. So here is an interesting single from an interesting chap named Peter Simpson. So reading the press release, Peter Simpson has very rich musical roots. In 1980, his band, the Teeny Weenies, drove from 4,000 kilometres away from Perth to relocate to Sydney, as a lot of the great bands did. And this band became pretty big, but didn't quite pan out commercially. They disbanded before the release of what should have been their big debut. Peter was in that band. He went on to play in another band called the Dubrovniks, which again, there was quite a bit of a buzz related to them, I believe, at the time in the 90s. Eventually, Peter sort of drifted away from music, but he's been encouraged to come back, and he has a single out called Return of the Dilettantes, so we're going to play it for you right now. And in this set, we're also going to hear from the power pop legends, the DM3, and we're also going to hear from a band called P76. They have a single out called Postcard from Bondi. So first up, here's Peter Simpson with Return of the Dilettante. You're on Stranded.
They told me all the things Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. So all three acts we just played there have pretty deep roots in Australian music. First up, Peter Simpson, who was part of some well-known bands from going right back to 1980 and through into the 90s. And he's come back with a single under his own name called Return of the Dilettante. We also heard from a late 90s Melbourne indie pop band called the P76, who are back with their first recorded output in 16 years. And it is a song called Postcard from Bondi. You just heard it. And also the DM3, again, this band has very deep roots, featuring a member of the Stems, that classic legendary band from Perth. The DM3 are back with a single called Monster, and you heard it in the third track there. So DM3 feature songwriter Dom Mariani, who was part of the Stems. So he is a legend. Okay, you're on Stranded, and it's time for brand new Canadian music. There are some bands playing in Australia right now. I guess there's some kind of big music event and a showcase event in Sydney, and there's a Canadian showcase that's part of that. So it's dubbed Canada Down Under. So you have Amy Nelson from Saskatchewan, Prince Edward Island's Dylan Menzies, and the following three bands are Twin Peaks, who have played on the show before, Naomi and Lindsay Pratt, very, very cool, fun band. They're playing down there. So we're going to hear from a Twin Peaks track. And then Louise Burns with her beautiful song Storms. And then Scenic Route to Alaska. They're a band that is spending a lot of time on the road. We're going to hear a track from them. So all three of these bands are playing a free show at the Lead Belly in Newtown on Monday, November 6th. It's the Canadian Showcase, so it's for Australian Music Week. That's what it's for. All right, here's Twin Peaks.
It seems that I much better off. Stop holding on to who I'm not. Who I'm not. Whoa, whoa. It's been a year and I haven't really slept. It's been
calling me back.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Thanks for tuning into the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. So if you're in Sydney on November 6th, there is a free showcase of Canadian bands called Canada Down Under, Canadian Showcase at Leadbelly Newtown. You've got Twin Peaks, Amy Nelson, Dylan Menzies, Louise Burns, and Scenic Route to Alaska. So in that last set, you heard three of those acts. You heard a track from Twin Peaks, then Louise Burns, and Scenic Route to Alaska. Some top quality Canadian acts there currently in Australia. So perfect for this show, which is all about Australian and Canadian music, if you're just tuning in. And if you are just tuning in, you're most welcome to check out our blog, ausstrandedradio.com. You'll find an email link there if you are an Australian or Canadian or Kiwi independent artist and you'd like your music played on the show. Do not hesitate to email me. I will play your music. And you can follow us at Twitter, at ausstranded. And if you're a Facebook user, facebook.com/ausstrandedradio. So, three bands from Vancouver up next. We are going to play, first of all, Freak Dream with a track called Let Me Out. Then Dad Thighs with a track called Of Summer, and favorites of the show, OK Vancouver, the title track from their record of last year, Black Part of Light. You're on Stranded. Vancouver bands now starting out with a solo project from Elliot, formerly of Spring. His project is called Freak Dream, a pretty wild rockin' track, Let Me Out.
Let Me Out.
It is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
You're here in Stranded, so we heard three bands from Vancouver there. First up, Freak Dream. And then we heard Dad Thighs and OK Vancouver OK. OK, we're out of time. I'm going to leave you with the classic Johnny and Dee Dee from the Eastern Dark. We'll be back next week for more Australian and Canadian independent and underground music. My name's Matt. Bye for now.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Musqueam